asking the Lord, what do you want me to minister today? Why aren't you talking to me? He said, you can't know what I'm going to do today. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. He said, tell you, those of you who are sitting, those of you who are on your laurels, those of you who don't know really who he is and don't really care to know who he is. He said, the day has come. The time is now. You make your choice. Choose you this day whom you will serve. If I am God, serve me and not social media. If I'm God, worship me. Enter my gates with thanksgiving and my courts with praise. Be thankful unto me and always bless my name. Always bless my name. Always bless my name. I am the Lord thy God. I created you in my image and after my likeness. There's none beside me. If you think so, ask the king of Syria in 1 Kings. He said to King Ahab, I'm going to take everything you have. Give me your wives and children. Give me your gold and your silver. I'm going to send people into your house. They're going to examine everything. And then Ahab finally said, that's enough. When are you going to say, God says, when are you going to say, that's enough? I told you, the Lord said. I told you, my very son told you. He told you. Satan is a liar and the father of lies. When he speaks a lie. Nothing he says is ever the truth. Nothing he says will ever do you good. He said, I love you so much. I love you so much. I love you so much. I gave my son. Jesus said, I love my father so much that I obeyed him. And he poured his love into me, and I love you just as much. Whom will you serve? I'm the Lord God. You better make a choice today. Today, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Choose right. Choose righteousness. Choose truth. Choose God. He said, I'm not out to hurt you in any way. He said, I didn't come here to hurt you in any way. I only mean good. He said, but I'm a just God. What I've already said, I will do. Whether it seems to you good or bad, it's just justice to me. Young people, older young people, person, if you're living and breathing, everybody do this. You're breathing. You're breathing. Pinch yourself. Say, yeah, I'm alive. I'm living. Those of you who are watching, say, I'm alive. I'm living. You don't have any more choice. You have to choose God and all that goes with him, goodness and mercy and peace and joy and persecution. Yeah, persecution came. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, which I thought was my, and it is, my original scripture. He said, I suffered so much persecution. He said, but I didn't give up. He said, they couldn't kill me. It wasn't time for me to go. He said, when am I going to get some stick it to me? To me, Jesus, that's who he's saying. God said, people. They won't let any wind that blows blow them off the pedestal. of my love, my joy, my peace, my destiny, my plan for your life. He said, if you will stop and see, and if I point to somebody, I'm not pointing to you because you are you. I'm just pointing whatever the Lord leads. You right there. He said, if you could see your future that I had planned out from you when you were in your mother's womb. Michelle, if you come up here just a minute. When you were in your mother's womb, he said you would run to me all day, every day. And I don't know anything about your life. You may be doing that. He said, you will stick with me no matter what comes, no matter what lie blows your way. You said, God is my God. I said, when you were in the womb, and the Lord told me to talk about the beginning and the purpose of this church. This is my daughter, our daughter. When the Lord told us to come out from among the churches that we were in and start this church, I was pregnant with her. It was July 1980, and she is, she's 42 now, going on 43. And this child has stuck with the Lord and thick and thin. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. And he said, to tell you, you just can't see the future. You just think it's good. He said, but you know how they said, Terezhnev said a long time ago, Douglas said, gooder than good. It's gooder than good. He said, I appreciate you. He said, go tell all the young ladies they can do what you did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So speaking to that young lady, are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Do you speak in tongues? Do you know what that is? Lift your hands. Lift your hand, both of them. High. High. Jobo koste. Ye ka sukote. Everybody point to her. Ye ba sukote. Say, God, you say, God, if it's you, I want it. Basto. Le ba sukote. Hey, fill her with the Holy Ghost and fire. In the name of Jesus. Basho kote. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, le ke se ke te da da ha, sa. I started to stop and take the offering, but your offering is growing while it's in your pocket. So I'm going to go on with the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Genesis 1, and whether you put the scriptures up or not matter, because sometimes we get so laid back and we don't have to look in our Bibles or our devices or whatever. And we just laid back and look at the scriptures and daydream.